Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome, everyone. This is your girl, Jessie T. I am substituting in for Stacy. This is her daughter. Yes, and we're going to have a good show tonight. Tonight's show, we're talking about the Black Panthers 10-point program, the program that they put together back then that they thought would help our people get together. But give me a second. I'm getting a feedback because my laptop is on. But give me a second. All right, guys. Trying to get this on mute, but computer is acting a little crazy. All right, but anyways, I'm going to go to the first one that I thought I wanted to talk about. And we're going to have Stacy on the line later on in the show, and then we're going to have Hendrick on the line as well. But the first 10-point plan that the Black Panthers put together to help Black people succeed, excel over everything that we were going through was this one. We want freedom, we want power to determine the destiny of our Black and oppressed communities. We believe that Black and oppressed people will not be free until we are able to determine our destinies in our own communities ourselves by fully controlling all the institutions which exist in our community. Now, I wanted to talk about that one because I thought that was a big one, because when everything was first put together, when this world was put together, we had no say, really. No one really had a say other than those who first found the world, those who still basically control the world, the ones with all the money. They very, very, what is the word? They very, very, in a great way, put things together that would oppress the majority of the people, that would not allow them to succeed, would not allow them to have the proper education, would not allow them to open businesses like many others. And not even that, but it's more about knowledge, because the more you know, then you're able to take that knowledge and put it to your everyday, day-to-day life. So to me, this one is a big one. This point is a big one because they're saying we want more control and access to be able to determine our own destiny. So the more we know, the more we're able to control what we do. If the only things we know, now I'm talking about today's modern world, the only thing we know is what's being shown on television or what we're reading in the magazines, then that's where our mind and that's where our lives are going to stay, because that's the only thing that we see, that's the only thing that we hear, which is all things that they want you to hear. So I think this is a really big one as far as determining your own destiny in your community and fully controlling all the institutes which exist in our community. I was really blessed to be able to go to a performing arts school, which, you know, put the arts along with, you know, your basics, math, science, and things like that. I was able to go to a school like that, which I feel helped me tremendously. Not a lot of schools are like that in your regular communities. They're public, regular public schools, which might not have the best education. So if we can get more people who are bringing the arts to our schools, which is a known fact that having arts mixed in with math, science, and history, having the arts mixed in with that automatically makes you obtain everything a whole lot better. It's just scientifically known. Look it up. If you don't believe me, look it up. Scientifically known to have the arts mixed in with your basic stuff because you absorb it better, you learn better, you are able to express yourself better because that's a part of who we are. The arts are a part of who we are. So if our education and our communities are lacking, then how do we expect to become better? How do we expect to really reach our full potential if the things that we're being taught and the things that we see are not what we should be seeing? So this was a really big one that I wanted to touch on as far as determining your future, because, I mean, determining your destiny, because every single person has one. And that's one of the things that probably why we are seeing so much depression and anxiety and people not sleeping at night and people wanting to commit suicide is because there are so many things that are distracting them from their main purpose in life. They're not reaching their fullest potential. They're not seeing their destiny whatsoever because there's so many distractions out there. So if we were able to obtain the knowledge that we need and reach the peaks that we should be reaching, then we, without a doubt, will reach our own destinies and be able to then make and provide things for the community to help other people. Because once you know something, you can't keep it to yourself. There's no point of that. Once you know information, once you know something, it would be wrong for you to not express it and show and tell someone else to make them better. Because that's the only reason God gave you that knowledge, was so you can share it. Martin Luther King didn't become who he was so that he can keep it to himself and his family. Malcolm X didn't become who he was so that he can keep it to himself. All those powerful people became who they were to share what they knew, and they were willing to die for it. You know, you have to find your cause, your purpose, your destiny in order to become the person that you're meant to be. Everyone has theirs. And the fact that, you know, they try to oppress really black people, every race, but not really. It's more black people. And I said this one time, and an older lady got mad at me because I said it. I'm sorry. To me, I think black people are the strongest people out there, and which is why we have been oppressed since day one, you know, with slavery, because of the spirit that we have within ourselves. You know, we're hard workers. We're loving people. And everyone is a hardworking and loving person, but I'm specifically talking about blacks and the blacks that I know and the blacks who are willing to do what they need to do to get things done and in an innocent way, in an equal way, not in a conniving and thieving way like a lot of other people may do, you know, steal or do things that are not the right way. We're willing to work hard for what we know we need and deserve. You know, and our spirit is strong, and we've been through so much, and we've been oppressed for so long. It's like, it should only clue us in as to why that happens in the first place. It's because of the power that we all hold inside of ourselves. We all hold a special power, but they don't want you to know that power, and they want to keep it oppressed. So they'll show you, you know, these crazy shows on television and make you think that playing basketball and football and Jordans are the only thing you have to gain in your life. They'll keep you focused on all those ignorant things because they don't want you to think outside the box. When you start thinking outside the box, then you realize that, wait, I do have a destiny. Wait, I do have a purpose. And I do mean something. Wait, you know, I do have something to live for. It's not about Jordans. Wait, it's not about the next girl I'm going to meet at the club. It's not about my next high. It's not about that. It's not about me. Hold on. I wasn't brought here for me. You know, and that's why I admire the Black Panthers, because they thought for the people back then. You know, they didn't think for themselves. Everything, if you look up the 10-point program, their 10-point program wasn't about them. It was about helping everyone. It was about helping all the black people. They wanted every black person to be able to succeed. It wasn't just about, okay, let me see how I can come up. And that's how I feel our world was created on. You know, we have those elite people that thought about only themselves. They thought about how only their family could succeed. You know, and that's what's really sad about this world today, that we have that selfish mentality of how can I come up. You know, but when it's not about that, because if we're helping everyone, to think about how far advanced we would be able to go if everyone was being, you know, ahead of the game. You know, it's not about keeping it to yourself, and that's why I love this. So I'm going to go to another point. It says, we want full employment for our people. We believe that the federal government is responsible and obligated to give every person employment or a guaranteed income. We believe that if the American businessman will not give full employment, then the technology and means of production should be taken from the businessman and placed in the community so that the people of the community can organize and employ all of its people and give a high standard of living. I'm sorry, but I'm completely for self-employment. I'm completely for finding your purpose, finding what you love to do, and then making money off of it. I believe that there are so many things that you can do out there to help provide income to your family. I grew up on that. Like, I grew up seeing my mom run her own pager business. First, go to school, because knowledge is power. I've seen my mother run her own business and providing us the opportunity to travel and see things that other people wouldn't have seen. Now, not saying that if you work for someone else, you can't travel and do things, but there's a higher freedom you have when you have your own business and you're able to work for yourself and make your own money. So, yeah, I believe the federal government should be responsible to give everyone employment. But let's say you're hitting a brick wall, and now with it being, and this is 2012, this was very, very, very powerful back then in the early 60s, 70s, 80s, around then. This was powerful because you probably didn't have too many people thinking outside the box saying, oh, I'm going to start my own business. Okay, you don't want to employ me. I'm going to figure out what I love to do and what makes money, and I'm going to do it by myself. You probably didn't have that many people doing that back then. But now with 2012, because, you know, we want to spread the word to help people as of today, I believe that everyone has the capability to find something that they love to do and make money off of it. I really do. So that's really one of the things that I promote. And again, if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio on the computer, please call in. The call-in number is 917-889-9946. Again, that's 917-889-9946. This is your girl, Jessie T, calling in or subbing in for Stacy, kind of bringing a different light to the show and hopefully helping those and inspiring those who listen to her show. She will be calling in soon, and then we're going to have her guest speaker on as well, Mr. Hendrick Johnson. So please tune in to the show. Alrighty. But yeah, definitely employment. Employment is a powerful thing, because if you're not employed, you don't make money. And you have to make money to live in this world. It's sad, but money is a means to life. You have to be able to provide for your family, you know, unless you are the person who decides to go and live off the means of the world. With very few people, I believe, are doing that, you need employment. So, again, this is the Black Panthers fighting for not just for themselves, but for every single Black person. They need money. So this is the third one I like. We want to end the robbery by the capitalists of our Black and oppressed communities. We believe that this racist government has robbed us, and now we are demanding the overdue of debt and 40 acres and two mules. 40 acres and two mules were promised 100 years ago as restitution for slave labor and mass murder of Black people. We will accept the payment in currency, which will be distributed to our many communities. The American racist has taken part in the slaughter of 50 million Black people. Therefore, we feel this is a modest demand that we make. You know, I don't know. I read that one, and, you know, we all heard this before, you know, the 40 acres and two mules. I don't really know. I don't really have an opinion towards that one. So I think I'm going to wait till my mother calls in, and I'm going to have her maybe voice her opinion on that one. But I do believe that having land and starting us off with mule would be nice, but I just don't, I don't, it's sad that it wasn't done, you know, and I believe it was, like, given to the ancestors or something, like, you had to prove that you were an ancestor, so, which is, I can see why they brought that up, because when you own land, you have power, like, we were promised in the Bible, like, men and women of God, that you have to conquer your land. So this is a really powerful point that they put here, the 40 acres and two mules, because on that land you can then build homes, you can then build businesses that can then provide for your family. So it's like all these things kind of tie in together, the land, the employment, and the destiny. You know, when you're not oppressed, it gives you more freedom to be able to think outside the box. When you're under oppression, you're not thinking outside the box. You're not able to express who you really are because you're too busy worried about your next dollar or how you're going to provide for your family. So with giving us land, enabling us to have to build homes and businesses on that land can then give us a little bit of freedom to think about, okay, well, what makes me happier? Okay, what brings me peace? You know, it's like they didn't... You have to be at peace to be able to really live a fulfilled life. So, yeah, I really respect the Black Panthers on this one. But we're going to go into a song, Power Tower. She has on here. Tune in. This is your girl, Jessie T, on Blog Talk Radio. We are talking about the 10 points the Black Panthers put together to help their people rise up and become who they are meant to be. Check out this song. We'll be back. So that was Power Tower, and I believe that we have Mr. Hendrick Johnson on the line tonight. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm live and direct. How are you feeling on this wonderful night?
Hello, I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic, actually. As you know, subbing in for my mom on her show tonight, doing the 10 points for the Black Panther, the 10 point plan the Black Panthers put together back then,
right,
to help the Black people basically overcome all the craziness that we went through back then to help us get to basically where I feel we are today, because I feel, you know, we have progressed over the years, but a lot of us probably aren't where we should be. Where we
absolutely
should be. The first ones, just real quick, and then I'll have you speak on some things. The first one was, we want freedom and power basically to determine our destiny. And I love that one, because every single person that's here on this earth has a destiny. And if we're so oppressed that we can't find that destiny, then there's a problem. Then you have a whole bunch of soulless, basically mindless people out there, zombies actually, who can't find exactly what they're here for. And that is a problem. So you have that one. And then we want full employment, which is number two. And then the number three was the 40 acres and two mules. And at first I didn't really have anything to say about that one, because I just didn't. But then when I thought about it more, if we were given land, let's say we were given land and two mules, then on that land we would then be able to build homes and then build businesses. So with that land, you can do so much. So there goes your employment, and then there goes your ways of means of money, and then right. Just having homes and being able to have your money, you're a lot less stressed, and then you can then find out your purpose and your destiny. So I think that all those kind of tie in together.
Right. Well, I mean, thanks for having me on, Jesse. You're doing you're not just filling in, you know, you're actually making it happen, so I got to give you props. But, you know, it's funny that you mentioned the 10 points about the Black Panthers, because all people really think is that they're just some radical group that had leather jackets, you know, guns, shotguns, and afros, you know, and that's all people really think, but they actually did stand for a lot. And you mentioned the housing, and they actually wanted, you know, they wanted decent housing for Blacks, you know, they wanted, you know, education for Blacks. You know, they wanted a lot of things that were not afforded to them at that time. And it was a lot of police underlying. There was a lot of things sparked certain things, like, you know, certain people got beat down, or, you know, they ran into different people's houses without search warrants. And that sparked things. You know, people, you know, they said, okay, they had marches and whatnot, but I think when you ask, do you think that they accomplished their goals ultimately, some of them they did. There's a few, and I know that you can hit on, but the majority of their goals were accomplished. I mean, they wanted Black men to be exempt from military service. I don't know how that was, maybe during that time that could have been a feasible goal, but I just don't know how that could, you know, for them to exempt Black men for military service. I don't know if that was a reachable goal, but, you know, freedom for all Black men, I think that was accomplished.
I definitely, you know, I believe that we're at a completely different state of mind than we were back then. So that's why this program was something put together back then to help our people back then, but we also, we're living in today's world, you know, so I have to make sure that we are helping those people who are listening right now. What can they hear that can help them today? And with something you said back then, that there was a lot of things that sparked some things, like, you know, going in people's homes and beating people up. Like, I was going over that with my mom, because I was telling her that I feel that nowadays, 2012, that sometimes when I think the government, like the higher ups, are putting together certain groups just to kind of focus the attention on this stuff without even a real plan. You know, like, if for me to hear racism and things like right now, it's kind of like, why are our minds still going back, what, 40, 50 years ago? Like, I feel like as a people, we should have evolved to be so much greater than what we are, but I don't know. I feel like the more you focus on a certain situation, the more it becomes. And if we don't have a real solution to the problem, then it's either going to stay the same or it's only going to get worse. So like as yeah. far as I'm looking at an like one of the another 10-point plans, he wanted free health care for all. And we accomplished that. Obama accomplished that. But it's like, okay, health care, but now how can we get our black people to start thinking outside the box? Because like this world is evolving. Yeah, it's great to have employment and to work for other people, but I'm such a strong believer as to owning your own business and finding your purpose and ways to make money by yourself. Because yo, how did laptops come into place? How did the planes come into place? Like, how did homes get built? It was only brought into place because someone used their mind and decided that, look, we need this, and I'm going to make it happen. I feel like we don't have enough thinkers nowadays. We don't have enough people thinking outside the box just because they're so content with their technology and their iPhones and their television. They're very content with what they have, and they're not thinking outside the box. And that's sad because that's not what you're not meant to be a zombie. You're not meant to just be living day to day without a purpose. So, you know, I love the Black Panthers for that first one as far as determining their own destiny, because that's a huge one. You know, we look in our history books and we see all these people that have built these things that I mentioned before, and they became great because they thought of something that someone else didn't. If we're oppressed and we're not thinking outside the box, then how are we really going to fulfill our destiny? You know, it's not going to happen.
I think they set a good foundation. They set a good outline, but I think now it needs a revision. Like you said, we want full employment for our people, but now that we have that, now it's about ownership, and now it's not about working for someone else. It's about you cutting the check or you doing what, like you said, walking into your destiny. They want an education for our people, but now that we have that, now what? We have to take the template that they use and transform it into our modern day template.
Yeah,
like you said, they have some real good ideas, but now where do we stand? You know, now where do we? There's not any trendsetters. Everybody is complacent. So what now? Do we need something to spark? Do you think we need something to spark us into that train of thought? Do you think something needs to happen?
You know, and I believe we do. I believe we do, because if it wasn't for slavery, if it wasn't for segregation, then there would be no Black Panthers, there would be no Martin Luther King, there would be no Malcolm X. So it's sad to think that something big might happen to wake our people up, but it might just be what we need, because if we're not put under pressure, if bad things aren't happening, then how are we gonna be forced to be like, okay, we do need this. Okay, yeah, you're right. We do have to think like this. You know, if everything is just good and everything, you know, and you're not gonna be forced to really grasp what this world has prepared for you. You know, we have to want more, and this is the Black Panthers were wanting more for our people. They weren't accepting what they had back then. They had to want more. So to answer your question, does something have to happen? I think it does. What is going to happen? I'm not sure.
Think about this. We explored this the other night. We explored this theory. If the National Guard, the armed forces, if they show up, you know, tonight at our doorstep, you know, with AK-47 strong. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so if they show up at our doorstep tonight, AK-47 strong, tanks outside, and they say, look, we need you and your son, or you and your, we need y'all to come with us, because y'all going back to the plantation, okay? So... don't put those shorts on. Don't put no shoes on. You coming with us barefoot, okay, naked, and we go clothe you. What are you prepared to do tonight? They show up at your door right now. What can you do?
You can't. I mean, a lot of people wouldn't know what to do because they weren't expecting it coming.
I'm talking about you specifically. I sat in a circle of older black men, maybe 45 to 60 plus, and I posed that question to them. So I want to pose it to you and whoever's listening. They show up to your door tonight. What are you planning to do? What are you prepared to do? Because it,
they came to my door tonight. It might get me killed, but I would fight them. I would have to know where would it be okay that you can just come and take me from my home and tell me I'm going back to the plantation. There would be a fight in me. And maybe that might just be in my blood. Again, that just might be us black people, how strong, and we don't back down worth nothing. But I would fight them, and I probably
would. So you're ready to fight. Okay. That's the answer that I would assume that most people would say. But fight with what? They got AK-47s drawn. So basically, you just go get shot, basically, right?
That's what I'm saying. But you know what? And if I get shot and then I die, then that would be my purpose. But at least I would die for the cause. I wouldn't just go and say, okay, let's go, family. No, that's not what we went all through these years and fought for. That's not what we're going back to. We didn't fight all those years. We didn't put all these laws into place for us to be called right back to it. Like, no, that wouldn't happen. And go ahead.
And I'm with you. I'm gonna have to die for that cause too, because I'm not walking out of here barefoot and going back to a plantation. But the thing is, the Black Panther Party was a resource that was in place in case some scatterbrain idea like that came into place where we had something to fall back on. Okay, we was gonna take some of y'all with us, or we had this union set up for that, the Black Panther Party. And they were united, they were organized, they were thorough, they were well-planned, and they executed well. So, like I said, I pose that question not to put you on the spot, because I know that you intellectually gifted and can handle a question on the spot, but those older black men just said, well, I guess I just have to go. That's their mentality right now. The older black man, well, I'm just going to have to go. Hell no, I ain't going.
No.
I ain't going. I wear cotton shirts. I ain't picking no cotton. We ain't going back there. We're not going back there. So it's just an interesting question. But, we do
it
need
is,
something
and I
in
love
place.
It. And well,
yeah,
we actually ran over our time. But I know Stacy called in, my mother called in. Mom, did you want to close out the show with anything?
Hey, am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Hey, you know what? Thank you guys very much. You sound very interesting. You actually went over time. And I have to say, I'm very proud of you, my daughter, that you have so much to say to be so young. But I'm proud of myself as well for making such an intellectual young woman such as you. But thank you very much. We're going to continue tomorrow. I'll be back on the show. Thank you for stepping in for me. And I will be back there tomorrow and tell you guys all about what I thought about what you did. You guys are awesome. Hendrick, you're awesome. Jesse, you're awesome. And end the show, because you definitely went over time, and I love the both of you.
Okay.
All righty. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. Again, tune in tomorrow, same time, same place, Blog Talk Radio. Yes, and we're closing.
Peace.